Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel with his words of wisdom to cattle producers in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at oklahomacityfarmshow.com.
Are you looking for a bull that's got bone, mass, power, and the ability to get the job done? Well, neighbor, you need to check out this year's Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 11th at Follett, Texas, put on by the Griswold Cattle Company. Their website, GriswoldCattle.com. That's where you'll find details of the 200 bulls, 50 bred heifers that'll be selling this Saturday, April 11th. For details, go to GriswoldCattle.com. The sale will be seen also on DVAuction.com. Wrapping up our conversation of this week with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, as we pick his brain about what he's talking with cattle producers about as he gets out to meetings all across the countryside.
You've gotten out and you've had several meetings. A lot of these guys, whether it's cow-calf guys or stocker guys, what sort of message are you giving them right now? How do they need to be playing this? These next couple of quarters of 2015.
Well, I think for 2015, it depends on who you are. If you are in drought recovery mode, then you're still kind of on the defense here. You're kind of playing that in terms of what you can do. You want to take advantage of these markets as best you can, but you have to work with your forage resources. Other folks, I think, are being much more aggressive in general, particularly the cow-calf sector. Definitely sitting in the driver's seat now. We don't have enough cattle, and the market is increasingly telling them to do that. For a lot of, especially the cow-calf people, the biggest thing for the next few years that I have emphasized a lot is sort of, what are your expectations for the next 3 to 5 years? I think that plays into a lot of, do you think we have 2 or 3 more years of good, strong cattle prices that justify going out and paying what it takes to get these breeding animals? If you don't believe that, then you're not going to do that. So what are you going to do to take advantage of the high prices that we have while we have them? If you think they're there, you're going to go ahead and make those investments and be thinking a little bit farther down the road. So I've spent a lot of time trying to help producers understand how we got to where we are and what that implies for the next 3 to 5 years so that they can come to a decision about strategically how they need to be positioned for the rest of the decade, really.
You've had a chance to probably look at this and in light of these latest numbers and everything. How big of a cow herd are you expecting us to get to? What do we really need to have, adequate beef to go through the pipeline domestically and internationally?
At this point in time, my expectation is it will go back to something above a 32 million head beef cow herd. We're just under 30 million head now, 29.7. So we've got another 2 to 2.5 or so million head, I think, of growth. Obviously, we'll be watching conditions as we go, and we could moderate that. But at this point in time, I think we have a significant amount of recovery to do, and I think it'll take us most of the rest of the decade to get there.
So this is going to be a 4 or 5 year process, in other words.
I really do. I think even with relatively aggressive growth rates, it takes us out close to the end of the decade. With any sort of a hiccup in terms of drought improvement or other things, most of the things that could affect that would be things that would slow it down. There's not much out there that can really make it happen any faster than that. So I think we're pretty safe in looking at a 3 to 5 year period here.
Cattle Market Watcher Darrell Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, April 10th, great sale at Superior Video Livestock Auction, started at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 39,000 head to sell, including 8,100 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves, and 11,600 calves on cows. For information on when a lot might sell or for a video, check it out at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.